Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Tom Cleaver with the island's headlines. First up, government subsidies on electricity and fuel tax will be extended into the spring, President Nikos Christodoulidis said. The extensions to the subsidies were announced among a raft of government measures costing around 60 million euros, aimed at alleviating the cost of living crisis for consumers. Having been scrapped last summer, the subsidies will reintroduce in October as part of a package of measures worth 196 million euros. The electricity subsidy has now been extended to last until April the 30th, while the fuel tax subsidy will now expire on March the 31st. The electricity subsidy is staggered and applies to residential, commercial and industrial consumers. The fuel tax subsidy will see the government effectively subsidising the cost price of fuel by reducing the tax levied on it by 8.33 cents per litre. In addition to the subsidies, Christodoulidis announced a set of one-off cash support measures for vulnerable members of society. Meanwhile, a large fire that broke out yesterday morning in Limassol severely damaged an abandoned listed mansion located in the historic town centre. The circumstances of the fire are currently under investigation, as police are examining information regarding four individuals who, prior to the incident, were seen leaving the neoclassical residence known as the Pavlidis Mansion, one of the most iconic buildings in Limassol. According to the deputy chief of the Limassol Central Fire Brigade, Benjamin Lucas, four firefighting vehicles were dispatched to the site. Regarding reports of four individuals seen leaving the abandoned house, Lucas said that the information is being investigated by the police. The mansion, located on the central Iphigenia Street, was built in the late 19th century and has been abandoned for over a decade. Elsewhere, a top court of the European Union rejected an attempt to drop the protected status of halloumi, staving off a challenge on the prized dairy product, which is one of Cyprus's top exports. Halloumi is a protected designation of origin status, meaning that only approved producers from Cyprus can market the cheese under that name. But its official product specifications have triggered backlash from the Cypriot dairy industry. In a judgment posted on its website, the General Court of the European Union dismissed a petition to strip halloumi of its PDO, petitioned by Cyprus cattle breeders and their affiliated dairy company. The Agriculture Ministry said it welcomes the decision, saying it now looking ahead to the publication of new European regulations on PDOs, which is expected next March. In other news, an investigative team was set up to ascertain the exact causes of an explosion overnight in the residence in Makedonitisa, police spokesman Christos Andreou said. Andreou said a gas leak is being considered as the most likely cause of the explosion, which resulted in two people being hospitalised. Thorough examinations are expected to continue in collaboration with the fire service and the electromechanical service to ascertain the exact causes in detail, Andreou said. A second line of investigation is to establish whether the premises were suitable for human habitation and possessed all the required permits. And finally, Cyprus is producing 673 kilograms of waste per inhabitant per year, making the island the fifth highest per capita producer of municipal solid waste in the European Union. According to data released by the Statistical Service, the total quantity of municipal solid waste generated in Cyprus amounted to 615,000 tonnes in 2022, compared to 585,000 tonnes in 2021, marking an increase of approximately 5%. The European Union average for municipal waste production per inhabitant in 2022 was 513 kilograms per inhabitant. That's all for today. For the latest, visit cyprus-mail.com.